Midsummer in Scotland. In Appin, on the northwest coast, daylight stretches for up to 20 hours. For some, it's a time for holidays and relaxation. Not so for Scotland's farmers. Hill farmers David and Sandra Coulthart keep 540 black-faced sheep across 3,200 acres.
I don't chance.
For them, summer sun is a valuable resource.
Racing electric supercars on the streets of some of the most exciting cities on Earth. The greatest drives, the bitterest rivalries, and the fiercest crashes.
One mistake and the whole championship is over.
Sometimes the future comes at you faster than you expect. On the Essex coast, 2 miles from Clacton-on-Sea, is Jaywick. Built in the 1920s, this once thriving seaside resort gave East Londoners the chance to buy a plot of land and build their own holiday chalet. But 90 years on, Jaywick has changed beyond recognition. Around 5,000 people live here permanently, many in poverty. For the past 15 years, Thelma Medine has been making dresses for gypsies and travellers that have shocked and amazed.
Thelma, get in the car!
With her outlandish designs, she has transformed rags to riches. Thelma's business is booming, and she wants to repay the community that made her. Numerous travellers have asked Thelma to train them over the years. Now the time is right to pass on her skills to 10 gypsy girls.
They've already completed a tough and ancient rite of passage by climbing to the Tiger's Nest Monastery to receive a blessing. And are now gearing themselves up for a shoot-off in a local archery competition. This age-old pastime is a national obsession in Bhutan. Honor, luck, and the prosperity of the soul are all up for grabs. To get the most out of the competition, our amateur bowmen start the day with some short-range practice.